The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory. You know, I can't emphasize this enough. I realize that God places apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in leadership positions in the church for order. It needs to happen. And there are certain anointings that go along with each and every one of those positions. However, if we just rely on those administrative gifts and headship gifts to pray for the healing and pray for the power of God to manifest in people's lives, many people are going to miss the anointing of God in their life. It's the body of Christ. That word is very clear. These signs shall follow them that believe. Not just the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and leaders. Those that are called by the name of Jesus. If we believe, we can receive. And that's why it's so important that we in this church recognize that God is going to speak to individuals. And He is going to use Joy. And He is going to use Tammy. And He is going to use Bud. And He is going to use everyone else in here who will allow Him to do so. If you will operate by faith, God will use you. He has chosen you. My message this morning is created for good works. And this is a, you know, back doorway going into it, I guess. But it's important that we recognize that our God has chosen each one of us. The things that I want to point out, and I'm going to do this briefly because this is just a crazy mixed up service. It's been a good one. But God has called each and every one of us to good works. If you want to go to, let me see the scripture here real quick. In Ephesians chapter 2, if you want to read 1 through 10. In fact, let me read that to you. I think I'll go ahead and do that, and I'm just going to share a few things with you this morning before we wrap this service up. What time we got? Okay. All right. We've got plenty of time. All right. Amen. The hymn sing doesn't start till 6. Right. Ephesians 2, beginning with verse 1, it says, "And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Glory. We have servants in this church. This is not about who's going to be the most powerful, who's going to have the most authority. It's about servanthood. Who's going to serve the most? The greatest among you, Jesus said, will be the servant of all. That's where we have to recognize. That's where the power comes from, is in the service of the King. "And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." We were dead before we received Christ as our personal Savior. If you're in here this morning and you've never made Christ your personal Savior, you're dead. You don't know it, but you're dead. You're walking dead. I know there's a big thing these days about zombies. Zombie movies, people are talking about zombies taking over the world. All kinds of zombie this and zombie that. But the reality is, if you're without Christ, you're really a zombie. You're dead. I don't want you to be dead. I don't want you to walk around in zombie land. I want you to be free in Christ. I want you to know what real life is. Without Christ, we don't understand real life. But when we make Christ our personal Savior, we understand what Jesus said when He said, I have come to give you life and give it more abundantly. Because there is something incredible about this life in Jesus Christ. Now, I want to tell you something. If you get life in Christ mixed up with religion, you'll be very sad. Because you'll continue to be a zombie. You'll just do religious formality. You'll go to church. You'll try to read your Bible. You'll try to pray. You'll let somebody else do all the religious things for you in your life. But you'll not have real life. You'll continue to be a religious zombie, and there's a lot of them out there. In fact, we have whole denominations that have been set up to create religious zombies. Now, some of you may not understand that, but the reality is that they teach people to be dependent on their way of life and their teachings rather than to be dependent on the Word of God and a relationship with Jesus Christ. We don't want to be dead in sin. You have new life in Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, this life in Christ is exciting life. It's a powerful life. But if you fall into religion, you will become so bored and so distraught that you may just reject the whole thing. But that's not Jesus Christ. That's not Christianity. Christianity is a life where every morning you get up and you know that God has something exciting for you. I'm not telling you you're not going to go through problems. Jesus said in this world you will have tribulation. You're going to. But He said, take heart. I've overcome the world. Overcome it. And if He's overcome it, that makes you an overcomer. In fact, the words are very clear. You're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. More than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. The enemy cannot, shall not, and will not overtake the people of God. When we understand who we are in Jesus Christ, that we have new life in Christ, that we are no longer dead to sin and trespasses, that we have been freed by the blood of the Lamb, we will walk an exciting, incredible life in Christ. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. The enemy is out there and he's working. And his power is being released in this world system and in the lives of people who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And I'm sad to say, sometimes even believers allow the enemy to work in their lives. It doesn't mean he has control over you. But he certainly can speak into your life and you can respond to it. But he wants you to understand this new life that you have in him, in Jesus Christ. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But the Word of God tells us that we are not children of wrath. In fact, I think it's 1 Thessalonians 5:9 tells us that God has not appointed us to wrath, but to salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about the wrath of God. You think the enemy can proclaim some kind of wrath? It's nothing compared to the wrath that God is going to bring on those who disbelieve. The wrath of God that's going to be released in this earth. Now, some people, you know, I've heard this preaching for a long time. Good God, bad devil. And it's true. We have a good God. The devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy. There's no doubt about it. But if you think you can get away with living any way you want before Almighty God, a righteous, holy God, you are wrong. There is a point where God says, no more, and you will encounter the wrath of God. This world is going to encounter the wrath of God. But you, believers, have not been appointed to wrath. The world's been appointed to wrath. Sodom and Gomorrah was appointed to wrath. There was a great flood on the earth. There was wrath, God's wrath, because he couldn't stand it any longer, the great sin and debauchery that was all over the world at that time. God does have wrath. I'm telling you, there is a point in our lives where we need to have a holy reverence and fear of our God. Otherwise, we think we can get away with anything, and it will catch up with you. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. We're alive in Christ. Hallelujah. I know that sometimes you don't necessarily feel alive. But praise God, we can come to a place like this and be revived and feel alive. We can worship God, the living God. I've been in services before where I didn't think there was anybody alive. I've talked to people who have gone to churches and they said, you know, it was a nice church, but no one was alive there. They were all dead. It's filled with zombies. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, when we have Christ in our heart and we truly love the Lord God, it's going to show. You're going to get excited about serving Him. You're going to be able to raise your hands. You may be a reserved person, but you still will raise your hands if you love the Lord. Amen. My grandchildren come running to me when they see me, and they haven't seen me for a while, with their arms up because they want my embrace. Do we want His embrace? Glory. That's what we need. We need Him to pick us up and hold us, encourage us so that we can have that new life in Christ. And raised up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Do you realize that you are set, you are seated in heavenly places in the spirit realm? Stop looking at the physical. Look not at the things which are seen, but look at those things which are unseen. You are seated beside Jesus Christ in the throne room of God. What he's saying is, you've been delegated the right, the privilege, and the authority to walk as kingdom representatives in this earth. How powerful is that? It's so good. That in the age to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. God has prepared good works for his people to walk in. And when we nurture that relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to recognize the good works that he has called us to. We begin to manifest those good works that he has called us to. Those good works are manifest in our family. Husbands and wives begin to manifest good works toward one another and love each other like God has commanded. Parents begin to have good works toward their children and love them and care for them. Lives are changed. Families, whole families are altered because of good works that we're supposed to be walking in. Those good works are love. Those good works are manifest in our lives and into other people's lives through love. When we have those good works in our lives, we manifest it in our community. People know there's something different about the people of Bethel Worship Center because there's good works that go out from this place. You've been called to good works. I want you to understand something. According to the Word of God, you have been chosen. You are a chosen generation. Chosen. You have been called according to His purpose. And you have been gifted to do the good works that God has called you to. Now, I could develop this whole thing and give you a whole 45-minute sermon. But I'm not going to do that this morning. I'm going to have mercy on you. And we're going to wrap our service up this morning. We're going to wrap up with our offering. I'm going to ask you all to stand, please.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope this message has touched you in some way. Our purpose and desire for these podcasts is to edify believers and share the good news of salvation in Christ. If you'd like to receive Christ as your Savior today, look up Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It makes it very simple. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you'd like more information on salvation, visit our website at bethelwc.org. We have a section that explains it in more detail. If you confess Christ for the first time today, welcome to the family, and we would love to hear from you. Be blessed.